drunk and go on eBay and wake up the next morning and you've ordered a She-Ra and He-Man Secret of the Sword movie poster like I did? That's what happened. I'm John Donahue, not Keith Coogan. Keith sent us a telegram. I didn't even know they still had telegrams. I had to get like somebody to read it and decipher it. It's like a special building downtown. He's in North Korea, and we wish him, much health and happiness over there. He's like on a world tour. He's with Kim Jong-un trying to mend the relations that were kind of messed up by Dennis Rodman, and he's going to take care of that. So he's going to save the world one Kim Jong-un at a time.
Just like Captain.
Let's go around the table here. We got Robert.
Hey.
Robert Armour is back with us in the studio.
Yes.
Robert was the star of Holes until they edited his entire performance out. He also works at Universal Studios Hollywood. How's the Transformers ride, Robert?
It's good. It was busy today.
Really?
Busy.
What's busy?
Hour wait.
To see you?
Just to see me.
Crazy. Do you do card tricks or?
No, I actually play every character from the ride. So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's good times.
We're also joined by the lovely, the talented Peter Miller.
Hey.
Joining us, fine actor. Peter, how you doing tonight? Lovely voice.
Oh, thank you so much, John. Great to be back on the big show with you.
You're wearing.
Thanks for having me back.
What's that t-shirt? Is it a rainbow? What is
John,
it?
You always disappoint me, you know.
What
come
is that?
On.
What are you
this
trying to
Captain
say?
Captain EO, you know. We
is
are here
really
to change
Captain
the
EO?
World. I've got my beautiful Michael Jackson.
Oh, my
Captain
God.
Captain EO, official Captain EO.
Peter, sure. By the way, is
rip
the only
the
friend I know.
Hey!
The only friend I know who has Tron sneakers.
Limited edition.
Yeah. They only made two, edition. One for each foot.
No, come on. There's 1,200. 1,200 pairs made.
How
and
much did you,
I
how much
got
did you pay for
a
those?
Pair of them. Could we skip on to the next topic, please?
All right.
And I got the matching track jacket, too.
I'm glad you didn't wear that. We get beat up just walking in here.
The whole outfit is spectacular.
Wow. I can't believe you turned your mini bike into a light cycle. That's
it's not,
crazy.
It's not a cheap project, all right, my friend?
No wonder,
all right, you make light of it, and you act like it was nothing.
No wonder you're homeless.
You know that basically drained my savings completely out for me to take that razor scooter of mine and turn it into a light cycle. Thank you for rubbing that in for me. And now I'm in a box.
But you light up our lives with your light
stop
cycle.
Stop it. Move on, please.
We're also here with Stephanie.
Hey.
Stephanie Butora is with us. Stephanie.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
And that's all you'll hear from her tonight.
Good. I don't see
so good to be here.
Special guests in the studio tonight. And oh my gosh, Mindy is back. M-I-N-D-E-E
yeah.
is here in the booth.
Hi, everybody.
Huh? Hi, Mindy. What are you eating back there?
A combination of chocolate chip muffins, cherry lightsabers.
Lightsabers?
I wish.
That's hot.
I love lightsabers.
All right.
Please tell me you're
crackers
cramming.
Crackers and cheese.
Wow, that sounds like
horrible.
You're going to be running. You're going to be sick. I just want to say that. All right.
And I hope they're all crammed together into one
sandwich. Do you guys know about the McGangbang?
No, tell us, Mindy.
Oh,
I don't know how we got on this, but oh my gosh.
Evidently, there's secret menu at McDonald's and a McGangbang.
I think my mom is listening, Mindy, so if we can call it something else,
McGangbang.
Our gang. My Mick mom is listening.
Mick friends with benefits.
If you ask for that, evidently they will put a Mick chicken inside a double cheeseburger for
ew.
You.
Is that
wow.
what a
McChicken
is?
And a Big McChicken is a Big Mac, but the bread is replaced by McChicken.
They
patties.
Called me Big McChicken in school, so I'd choose not to do that. That's not even funny.
Years of psychology to get over that.
Yeah, well, trust me. Yeah.
But I think that is a good interpretation of a gangbang right there.
Putting chicken
inside.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if I was to put that together into a sandwich,
I'm thinking.
I mean, I really do think that
seems
would
like
be
it needs,
McGangbang.
Seems like
makes
it
complete.
Up Captain EO.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go run to a McDonald's.
I wish
real
you
quick.
Would leave. No. It's glad to have you, Peter.
They have those cheeseburgers that's like in between two grilled cheeses.
What is that? What's that called? A McFuck you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's at McDonald's.
A McBlowjob?
I thought your mom was listening.
No, they're going to deep fry pickles.
Oh.
Two McAnals, please.
Batter and deep fry pickles and call them McDildos.
Oh, my God. Can I have your balls deep McRib, please?
Who else we got on the big show tonight?
I'm going to get to that, Peter. Give me a second. I was doing a bit. Live in the studio.
Live?
Thank God she's live because Julia Marchesi is here from the New Beverly Cinema. Yeah. She also has a documentary coming out. We love movies. We love movies on film. That means 35 millimeter. Julia, it's called Out of Print.
Yes.
I'm telling you, in case you didn't know.
Thank you. It's a good title. I like it.
How's that coming along?
It is coming along great. We successfully raised $81,000 on Kickstarter in 30 days to make this movie, which is pretty great. We started production last June, and we pretty much have it wrapped. We're just adding a few things. And there are two big directors.
Shot on video.
There are two big directors who have decided that they perhaps want to do an interview, so we are on hold for the moment while these two guys...
You can't tell us? Can you give us a little hint?
One of them...
Sounds like...
Rhymes with...
Rhymes with...
One is close to the New Beverly.
Okay. Oh, so I can't say his name.
And one has done three guest programming series at the New Beverly.
Mario Van Peebles.
Peter, that's amazing. I can't say who it is, but can I tell them who your landlord is over at the theater? For those of not in Los Angeles, the New Beverly Cinema is like the most awesome movie theater.
Amazing.
It's amazing because you can see, I remember like some of my greatest moments here in LA have been sitting in that theater. Gremlins. I don't know why I'm
alone
laughing at that.
At night,
yeah, alone by myself. I hide in the theater. Julie doesn't know I'm in there. She locks the door.
Gremlins and Goonies. That was my first double feature there.
Oh my gosh, because I was just going to say Gremlins and Goonies.
Yes, Gremlins and Goonies. And there were some Corey Feldman fans there. And I was like, this is where I belong.
That was me.
Where are they not?
I wore my Corey Michael Jackson combo.
Yes. Well, New Beverly Cinema has been around since 1978, and we show revival double features.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So everything's paired. It's still $8 for two movies.
Yeah.
The most expensive.
You don't get that, but they're also on film.
Yeah, 35 millimeter film. There's no digital at the theater.
Are you afraid that that's going to take over? Because are the studios going to house prints anymore?
Well, that's actually a lot of what my documentary is about how it's important for studios to let their 35 millimeter prints remain available for these small theaters because they can't afford to go digital. And so, you know, you need to have
tens of thousands of dollars just to have one digital projector put in your booth. So a lot of mom and pop houses are gone now across the country.
And I've actually gotten letters from people saying, you know, this was my family business. We've been doing it 30 years. This is what I wanted my children to do. They were going to take this over. And now they say we have, you know, to do this digital thing and we can't. We're the only movie theater in town. We're this tiny little town. We can't do it. And they've closed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that the studios don't even care about that is really sad.
They don't give a shit. It's the bottom line. It's all about the day. I mean, they're a company. They're like any company, you know, each studio. So they're looking at money. If we can save money by not housing and storing and climate controlling a warehouse for these prints of Jaws and Star Wars and E.T., you know, blah, 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 right. And not have to pay, you know, Sid, who's been here for 50 years, keeping these films and logging these films, and we can just put everything in digital and beam it into your theater, it saves so much money. Sure. But who really suffers in the end?
Yeah, because everybody I've talked to, and a lot of great filmmakers were very kind enough to interview for my movies. So I talked to Kevin Smith, and I talked to John Landis, and Joe Dante.
I love, well,
Stuart
Gremlins,
Gordon,
there you go.
Ryan
Stuart
Johnson, Gordon. And, you know, Mark Romanek, all these guys. Every single one of them will say, the reason I'm a filmmaker today is because I went to my arrival house when I was a kid and I watched Casablanca on the big screen. And I, you know, and I watched 42nd Street and that made me want to make movies. Well, if those places go away, what happens to filmmaking?
You're right. Well, everything's getting switched over. I mean, Roger Deakins, one of the greatest cinematographers of our time, only uses digital now. He'll never go back to film, which, I mean, the Bond movie... this last one, Skyfall, Stephanie's swooning because Daniel Craig is in that. All shot on digital. It was really great looking. But when that happens, Julia, that obviously more people are going to go, hey, let's shoot these on digital.
And actually, I have less of a problem with people shooting on digital than I do it showing on digital.
Right.
Mine's, you know, I care much more about the exhibition of it. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that they've switched to digital and didn't ask anybody, like didn't tell the public, like, oh, this is happening. They just kind of
deal with it.
Yeah. And I think
we're paramount.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And speaking of messed up, we have someone else on the show too.
Oh my gosh. David Krennan is here. David is married to Julia.
Not yet.
Okay.
Like, great segue.
Why messed up? Is that because
I was kidding? It was a bad segue.
Cool. I'm like crazy.
David, what do you think of this whole situation? And who the hell are you?
I think it's a plight, the plight of our time.
Out of work plumber.
Yeah.
You do a blog. You do a blog. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, David.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a rack on
plug
for you love movies. You love film like Julia, right?
Oh yeah.
Like all of us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
how horrible would it have been if he was just like, no.
Yeah, movies?
I fucking hate
movies. Are you kidding me?
It's all about television and commercials.
He has had the best reaction to a movie out of anybody I've ever met in my life, by the way.
I love Goonies too, man.
I took him to see Brazil at the New Beverly.
And oh gosh.
Edgar Wright.
Number one favorite movie of all time.
Yes, and Edgar Wright and Richard Kelly were introducing. So I told David, like, this movie's going to blow your mind. Edgar Wright and Richard Kelly, like, this movie's going to blow your mind.
That was one of Edgar Wright's three like guest programming spots at the New Beverly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he watches Brazil. The ending comes up. He looks at me and I'm like, that's it. And he was like, I don't even know how to process that. I'm going to go run around the block. Literally went out, ran around the block.
And that's when you said, this man is for me.
Yes.
Because he had to process a movie and run around the block.
I thought it was the most amazing thing of all time. And then he came back and he was like, that was the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
There are certain films that I'll watch and I'll leave in the middle of the film and run around the block.
Holes?
Yeah, like Holes, because Robert wasn't in it. And I said, I'm mad. I'm leaving. I'm going to run my anger off.
What's it all about?
What is it all about? Yes, Brazil is a great film.
Yeah, I think I actually ran around the block once.
And you got hit by a car. You got clipped by a car, and you said, "Fuck this! It's not worth it."
No, I passed Julia, who I think was standing outside.
She clipped you,
and
let's make this exciting. Come on, build this fucking story up. Don't do it. Well, I met her, and you know she stopped me. She hit you with a car.
He flew down with wings from a building.
Yeah, so then I kind of
swooped her up, just like Jonathan Pryce.
That's right. So I kind of soared in, yeah, and grabbed her. And then there was a samurai who was maybe not a real samurai, but like digital.
No, we actually we met online.
What?
We actually
Christian Mingles. Every week I'm going to bring Christian Mingles.
Right
it
not
was plentyoffish.com.
Julia's wearing a giant a giant cross around her neck, like Mr. T. Like she carried it in like Joan of Arc. I said, wow, I didn't know you were into that, Julia. And she prayed right before the show.
Sure, ChristianMingle.com, baby.
So you guys met online. That's your first film. You took him to a movie theater because, you know, he's a cheap date because you got him for free.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they do have, I believe, sites for cosplayers now and like furries and stuff.
What's
where you can
cosplayer?
Meet up.
Cosplayer? What is that?
Wait, I'm so confused now.
Dating sites.
What the hell
they
just
have,
happened?
They have very specific ones now. So a cosplay is somebody who dresses up like somebody from an anime or a manga.
Wait a minute.
A manga?
Yeah.
How about people who dress up in Captain EO shirts and Tron sneakers? Is there a dating site for that?
If there was a character who actually dressed like that. But like when you go to Comic-Con and you see the people who are dressed up like Japan animation characters? No? Nobody?
No. That's called
cosplay.
I know what you're talking about.
If you dress up for anybody for Comic-Con, basically, it's cosplay. And then furry.
Well, we all know about furry.
Okay.
Furries.
See, why do you know furry but you don't know cosplay?
Because
everybody.
Because I have a chipmunk outfit at home, and I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. Wow. I don't know anything about furries. I just know that the people dress up. I watched an episode of ER, and somebody dressed up in a furry outfit. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I guess there was a convention, and they all got hurt or something. And I was like,
oh my God.
I learned about furries from a TV show called ER.
Was it a sexual accident?
Yeah, it was. No. It might have been. And I think Dr. Weaver had to separate them or something.
Goodness.
With hot water.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm just saying that the dating sites are getting very specific. We did not meet on these
sites.
On
furry. You didn't do that.
No.
Like, what would be your costume, Julia, if you were on the furry side of things?
Well, David actually got me for Christmas. This is a true story. They have these cat ears now that you can buy.
Oh, I saw those.
Yes. Okay, they read your brain waves and they react to your mood.
Oh, yeah.
And they move. So, like, if you're excited, they stand up. And if you're relaxed, they lay down and everything. And I want to
have
those.
My penis does that. I don't need ears to show everybody how excited I am.
I got so excited. And he bought them for me for Christmas and I own them and they're amazing. And
why didn't you wear them tonight and put the fucking cross down?
I have headphones on, man. But I will tell you that is hilarious to see a dog when you're wearing these cat ears because they don't know if like cats have suddenly become human sized or like what exactly is going on, and they just stand there.
Yeah, they freeze.
They freeze. They don't know what to do.
I freeze. Well, when I see somebody with cat ears on, I freeze. I don't know what to do.
That's actually how me and John met.
That's right, because you had the cat ears, and my penis was erect.
Right.
So that's how, sorry, Mom.
Well, people took the cat ears really well. Like, people blew them off. Like, there was like...
Yeah, we went to Golden Apple, the comic book store.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna knock everyone's socks off with these fucking cat ears.
And nothing
else.
And
then I went, and the guy was like, oh, those Japanese cat ears, how are they? Like, totally not even impressed.
Wow.
But I think at Animal Show, she'd walk around, and there's someone would be walking their dog, and the dog would freeze. Like you were saying, like, freeze. Just, like, stare at you intently, and you could see their brain process was like, yeah, like you said, right? Is this a fucking cat? Because they see the ears, and they're like, is this a fucking cat, or is this a human? And, like, half of the dogs would be like, it's like... Okay, it's a human. It's just another weird human. That's fine. And they go on. And then the other half of the dogs are like, it's a fucking giant cat. They've got these giant cats
fucked.
Now. Yeah, and they would the guy would, like, you know, but yeah.
Who said that? I wasn't even looking. Oh, Robert said something.
I like the dog's inner monologue. Could you do some more of the dog's inner monologue?
Do the dog's inner monologue. Do a dog voice, Robert, a la the play we did.
I don't know if I can.
Because dogs are stupid.
Oh, boy. Hey, Danny.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough.
Yeah, what would you're like a 30s gangster.
Hey, I don't.
Oh, I can do the... No, I'm not doing that.
Don't do
Robert,
it.
Robert, if you saw Jillian Cat Ears, what would your inner dog voice say to you?
Oh, boy, we're fucked.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, it was... It was more or not, we're fucked. That's going to be fun.
Peter, your impression of Stephanie was very popular last week. What would Stephanie's inner monologue be if I gave her cat ears that were electronic for Christmas?
Oh, I'm feeling so hot tonight. You know, I'm just a little pussy who needs a little love, you know. My cat ears, I'm ready. Come scratch me around my tail.
I think Robert actually goosed Peter for that.
I'm not sure.
There's a lot of gay love going on over there.
Back your clocks tonight,
you put
folks.
On your Captain EO shirt, and you just have some gay love rocking that side of the table. Poor Julia.
We are here to change the world.
I don't think there's anything gay about Captain EO.
Julia, you have a T-shirt on.
I do.
Games. Call in if you know what it is. 1-800-893, because I didn't bring up the number earlier. 893-9562. That number again. Peter, read it in Stephanie's voice, please.
I don't
right behind
right
you.
There. I have no idea.
1-800. I'll do it.
This is the number's not in
I'll do it in Peter's voice.
1-800-893-9562.
Balls. Maybe I could just do it. It's 1-800-893-9562.
Stephanie, what are you wearing?
Balls.
I'm not sure what.
Julia, let's get back on topic here, if that's possible.
Sure, what topic are we on?
The landlord.
Is there a topic?
The landlord,
no,
yes.
No,
there's always
the
a topic in my head somewhere. Julia.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Your landlord is none other than Kirby Sanchez.
A.K.A. Quentin Tarantino.
Of a wonderful film called Django Unchained, The Day is Silent. You played that for like 7 years.
We did.
My gosh.
I could probably do that movie by heart now.
Because his deal was play my movie. I wanted to play in 35mm.
Exactly.
At my theater. Mm-hmm. And people will go. And they did. And how long did you play it again?
2.5 months.
And that's a long time for the New Beverly Cinema to play any
one
movie.
Yeah, we generally change every 2 days.
Every 2 days. Like Pete changes his underwear.
Just about. I go a lot more when you have more time in your, because you know it's like you're only going out of your house for about an hour and a half. You can wear those again the next day, right?
No, not really.
I mean, no. So we normally have double features that are very different. So there'd be noir and then Hitchcock and then a horror movie, and it switches. So it was very weird for us to play that something for so long, but now we are back to our regular schedule.
Does he come in? Does he ever call and go, what the fuck, you guys? I don't want you to play Steel Magnolias this week.
I will say that there is a director that I think publicly he doesn't like very much.
Yeah.
And he kind of doesn't want us to
I know
play.
Who it is. I know exactly who it is. I can say it because you didn't say it.
I didn't say anything.
Mario Van
I'm not
Peebles.
A big fan of this guy either. His name is, what the fuck is his name? He did Mo Better Blues and Spike Lee and this Quentin, I don't know. I've never seen Quentin's side of this argument, but I know that Spike Lee cannot stand Quentin's work. And he's always got something to say because Spike Lee's films are so fucking magnificent.
I think he has a problem with Quentin's use of the N-word.
Well, it was kind of in the character of the movie.
Not just in Django, with all the movies.
Oh, all right.
Because I think people call each other that in all of his movies, which is fine by me. I don't know what to say by that.
Careful there.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Can I plug what double feature we have coming up that I'm very excited about?
Julia, I want you to plug anything.
Awesome.
Plug whatever you want. Plug, hey, I'm doing laundry tomorrow. I've got a blue shirt. I just got it from the, I don't know what the hell. Go jealous. Ahead, let's talk. Are you jealous?
I'm jealous. Aww.
My birthday is next week.
Yeah.
And I get to program a double feature at the New Beverly for my birthday, which I'm very lucky about.
Wait, I got to say, they don't let you program your own movies on a regular basis?
Sometimes, but my tastes are a little bit different than the owner's tastes.
What, the owner likes more classic movies.
Yes.
Okay, which is fine.
Yeah.
But so, I think whenever I go, because I only want to see the 80s stuff, excuse me.
Wow. What the hell just happened
Stephanie,
there?
Stephanie just burped into the microphone.
That was so uncalled for, Stephanie.
It's always packed. It's always packed.
Yeah.
When I go.
We're not going to get into that. But what we will say is that, so my birthday's coming up next week. I have a birthday double feature, and I could choose pretty much anything in the world that I wanted. And I chose
Casablanca.
The Chipmunk Adventure.
Yeah.
With The Secret of Nim.
Yes, and you love The Secret of Nim.
I love, yes. The Secret of Nim, in my opinion, is the best animated movie ever made. The Chipmunk Adventure, I know people...
is my favorite animated movie ever made.
So. I saw that at New Bev with you, actually.
Secret of Nim?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Wheaton came.
Will Wheaton
he's
did.
One of the mice.
Stephanie's a big Star Trek.
Which mouse is he?
I am.
He's the, one of Mrs. Brisby's kids.
What does he sound like?
Loud mouth. I don't know. That's like the only... His Martin is the name of his character.
Done, that was spot on.
Yeah.
Hey, thank
that's
you.
Pretty good.
Brisby?
Well, Wheaton's like packing up his bag.
Chipmunk Adventure is the original 80s Chipmunks animated feature film on 35mm. This is about a Eurotrash couple who bamboozles the chipmunks and the chipettes into smuggling diamonds around the world in a hot air balloon race. And it's a musical.
I can't tell you how many times I listened to that LP record.
Are you serious? Pete was listening on his way in.
It was the best. It was the hot air balloon scene. I'll never get over the big chase. And
seriously? I've never seen the film, and I'm looking forward to your birthday.
Yes, please come next Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's playing for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
But if you want to come on Sunday the 17th at 4 o'clock, that will be my birthday celebration screening. So I will be there.
Julia?
Come in character.
I don't want to make this awkward, but do I have to bring you a gift? Because it's just, I have to shop and I don't have time. Can I just show up and say,
if
hey.
If you bring Jim Sturgess with you, you're totally
can fine. I tell that story?
Please do.
Julia has a tattoo on her left buttock.
Or ankle.
Oh, I'm sorry, her ankle. Of a quote from... I'm sorry about that, David. I haven't seen her left buttock. I can't attest it. There might be a tattoo of Jim Sturgess because I got him on my ass.
Can we get your butt out here on air and just check it out?
You're talking to me? Who are you looking at?
Everybody.
All right. You're talking to Robert?
It's a party. Show.
Robert. I just have Shia LaBeouf on mine.
And a strawberry shortcake on the other. Jim Sturgess. I did a movie with Jim, so Jim is awesome. And Julia is a big fan of
Across the Universe,
which I can't make it through.
But I have seen it 12 times, no, 14 times in the theater now.
No wonder they don't let you program anything over the New Beverly.
Exactly. It is the strawberry that Jude paints from Across the Universe.
Jude is played by Jim.
And the quote, "Nothing is real," from Strawberry Fields.
Okay.
And needless to say, Jim Sturgess is my number one celebrity crush. And John knows him.
Right.
And so John actually got him to call me on the phone.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I texted Julia. I said, Julia, if I put you on the phone with Jim Sturgess, because I was at a restaurant with him. I said, if I put you on the phone with Jim, I texted her this and I said, can I get free admission for the rest of the year? She's like, are you fucking kidding me? Yes. Put him on the phone now. That was like a yell text. So I said, Jim, this is my best British accent. I said, Jim, would you please... talk to my friend Julia from the New Bev. She's going to let me in for free the rest of the year. And she's a big fan. Oh, mate, I don't know what to say. What am I going to say?
He just sounds like Oliver Twist.
Well, that's my impression of him.
I think
he did teach me how to say a pint lager and a packet of crisps. Can I have a pint of lager and a packet of crisps? It's fucking terrible. I can do it if I hear him say it.
I saw the other day that if you say my cocaine.
Yeah, which I say a lot.
You will be saying Michael Caine in his accent.
Michael Caine?
If you were saying Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
That's good.
Sound it out.
I like it.
All right. One fan of that. One.
All right. Let me finish the story, I guess.
Like
Okay, so I said, Jim, would you talk to her? I didn't know what to say. I said, talk to her. You could barely hear in this restaurant. So I get her on the phone. I said, Julia. She's like, make her talk first. Have her talk first. I don't know what to say. I said, I put the phone to his ear. He's like, hello. And then literally I was on to for talking hours. To somebody else. And he was seemed like he was on the phone forever. He was laughing. He was smiling. And Julie started masturbating right next to me. I don't know what you were saying to him. And it was weird because he was
it
like.
It was actually awkward because I was at David's house. And, yeah. And I'm, you know, he has to deal with me on the phone in the other room to Jim Sturgess.
Oh, my God. Weird. We had Purell. Like, Jim, can I have my phone back? Just. You know, finish this later. But he was having a good time. So, and then, you know, I can come anytime I want to the new bed. Even Julie will come in and let me see a movie when they're not open.
That's anytime how, you want, man.
Any movie.
Anybody else, if you have any Jim Sturgess connections, let me know.
If I hook her up with Jim, and again, David, I apologize. If she gets to have sex with Jim Sturgess, I get to program a year at the New Beverly of my own films. And I fucking guarantee you it will not be across the universe.
Everybody who's got a girlfriend is like, oh, I secretly suspect that there's maybe somebody. That she would
there's
just,
a free pass list. Every relationship has the free pass list.
But this is more than that, because it's like that there's somebody who, if they expressed interest in your girlfriend, she would just drop you in a second, you know?
Mine's Shia LaBeouf, so.
There you go.
Right. You do know Shia LaBeouf.
I do.
Now, what's your relationship with Shia LaBeouf, Robert? Now, you did holes with him, but he doesn't remember you because you're not in the film now.
Right. No, I grew up with him, actually. I did, like, Boy Scouts.
You used to protect him in school,
didn't
you?
I did, yeah.
What's that like? Like, he would get beat up a lot because he was a punk?
I'd hate to say it, but he was the only Jewish kid in our school.
Yeah.
And that's why people didn't like him.
Which he was still, a furry. People still, found out he was a furry.
What year is this? Yeah, what, right? Germany? Is that where you're from?
We lived in Germany.
Warsaw,
small town.
1940.
You're like, 9-9, Robert!
Yeah, and I was kind of as like, you know, I felt bad for the kid. He was, you know, was a good guy to me. He didn't do anything wrong to me. So, you know, being the big guy I was, I just kind of helped him out. And
you're a large man, like muscular. You're a thick man.
260, all muscle.
Yeah. All in your head.
All in my head.
Head.
Did anybody call in?
From the man, no, we'll get a caller at 9:01. It'll be Jim Sturgess. Goes, what are you telling everybody? I'm masturbating, mate.
800-893-9562.
Thank you, Julia. Julia knew the fucking number, Peter. Peter barely remembers his name.
So Shia LaBeouf is Jewish.
He is.
Is LaBeouf a Jewish name?
Part of the tribe.
Yeah, part of. I have no idea.
You know, that actually means the beef, LaBeouf. Right?
The beef?
That's what it means in French.
What does Shia mean?
Your mom?
Makes sense. That seems about right.
Mindy, do you like Shia LaBeouf? Are you in the middle of a cruller? Are you in the middle of a cruller? And Jesus,
why did you wake her up?
Man.
What?
I'm so bad with names. Like
Shia LaBeouf was in E.T. He was a kid in E.T. with a red hoodie.
Oh.
What about Jim Sturgess? No idea.
Do you know who Jim Sturgess is?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's no, okay.
That's right. Dude, I met T2 once and didn't know who he was.
Mr. T?
T2?
Or the guy who played Terminator 2?
Patrick?
Yeah. You know, I bet he doesn't like to be called that.
I didn't know it was him for like 30 minutes. I think he's got a tattoo of
that. He actually had his name legally changed to T2.
He was actually the T1000. Can we be correct, please?
Okay. The T2. Yeah. Now playing at the New Beverly Cinema, located at 7165 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, one block west of La Brea. Am I right, Julia?
Yeah.
There's no fucking reading that. That was all good. In my head. That's how much I love your establishment.
Yay.
Right across the street from a Domino's Pizza. Are you allowed to bring the pizza into the theater?
Yes.
I can because I can put you on the phone with Jim Sturgess.
If you bring me a slice of pizza, it's okay. Right. I also, cookies are my favorite food. Just FYI.
Okay. Well, maybe that you'll get a birthday cookie. I'm gonna put icy Jim Sturgess glaze on the cookie.
That's gross.
Jim Sturgess glaze.
You would love that.
Like his face. Oh my gosh. Oh, come on. Everybody loves Jim Sturgess glaze cookies. So Robert used to beat up.
I didn't
people.
Beat him up. I beat up people for him. Yeah,
you protected him.
Do you still talk to Shia LaBeouf?
I do. Which is it's kind of a weird thing because we.
I protect Keith Coogan when we go out.
Which is almost like the same person, but better.
What?
What
was that? I don't know. Better than who? Better than Keith?
No, better than Shia.
Oh my God, he's going to call in when he gets back from Croatia.
He's going to hurt me.
Yeah. Better than who?
Better than Keith's better than Shia.
Of course. Please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Adventures in Babysitting?
Right.
Shia wasn't even born.
He was in an episode of Freaks and Geeks, though, and that makes
Teeth?
Him cool.
Does he know it?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And you like Freaks and Geeks?
I do.
All right.
I like Bill best. Bill's the awesome.
Okay. Beverly. Can I call you New Beverly?
Sure.
New Beverly Julia. At New Beverly
what did
Julia.
You call me when we first met?
Margot. Was it Margot?
It was something that was not me. And it was like, hey, this guy came up that it was very sad. He came up to the window. So my name is Julia, in case we haven't established that.
I said that?
This man. And he came up and he was like, thanks so much, Kelly. Kelly. Kelly is such a beautiful name. And I didn't have the heart to tell him my name wasn't Kelly.
Up until an hour ago, I was calling her Kelly. So what about, it's been a couple of years.
I thought you were going to tell the story about the guy who gave you the nickname, the Treetop Man.
Oh, yeah. This guy came in the other day. We get quite a cast of characters.
Okay, that was one of my questions. When I worked at the theater,
Yeah. Crazy.
We had cast of characters. Tell me some of your crazy characters.
Okay, well, this guy came in the other day, and he's like, my name is Richard Gray, but they call me the Treetop Man. And I was like, oh, that's an awesome nickname.
Was it Spike Lee in costume trying to burn the theater down?
So I was like, if you were going to give me a nickname, what would mine be? And he was like, well, let's see. Your first name would be Pretty Brown because you got pretty brown hair. And then your last name will be Big Sexy. And so that's my new nickname, guys. Pretty Brown,
Big Sexy. Beat him with your cross?
Yeah. We also have a gentleman named Scary Gary.
Tell me what this guy looks like.
Scary Gary is a pyromaniac.
He's a Facebook friend, I think. I'm looking
he
him up.
Burned off. He had an explosive accident. So he blew off all the fingers on one hand. So he has nubs. And then his face is burned and he lost an eye. So he has a glass eye. And he comes in.
3D is out for him. No 3D movies at the Bev for that guy.
Is he a big guy or is he really gaunt? I imagine
he's really big. And like he dyes his hair. Like he tries to be scary kind of on purpose. One of the most horrifying sights I've ever seen is he was once eating hummus with his nubs.
Oh, God. You serve hummus at the theater?
No, but the theater next door. And he came in and he was like, and he offered me some like off his nubs. It was horrible.
Oh, good. Did you lick it off his nubs?
No.
Oh, my God. That'd be so crazy.
I'm kind of turned on right now.
You should put that in. You know what? David's going to go cut off some fingers and have you lick his nubs.
Yep. Where's that knife? I'm right now.
Dip your fingers in a bear claw, please.
He did. Scary Gary did on three different occasions offer me morphine, cocaine, and a gun.
All I had to do was get Jim on the phone for you. This guy's offering you like weapons and drugs.
That's a party right there.
Yeah. Are those your two craziest
characters?
He said,
do you want some of... Michael Caine.
See,
I brought that back around.
That was good. Are you ever going to play Alfie?
That was just Michael Caine impersonation at that point.
Hello. Julia, if I put you on the phone with anybody, can I get in free? Yes, Michael Caine.
Yes.
Julia, my question for you.
Yes.
I have another one.
Yes.
I love Return of the Living Dead, and you guys have done a couple of shows with that. That came out in the 80s. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf had lost the role to one Mr. Gulager. Clue Gulager is like a fucking hero. He was in A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. He's worked with Ronald Reagan.
He's in Tapeheads
with Tim Robbins and John Cusack, who will be here live next week. I'm kidding. Just tune in. And see if that happens.
He is one of our regulars. He is there almost every single day.
And do you lick peanut butter off his nubs? That's my next question.
Hummus, yes. Peanut butter, no.
Okay. Clue is actually the sweetest, nicest guy and an amazing actor. And he's there. How often is he there?
He's probably there for every double feature that we show at least.
It's great.
And he stays for all the midnights.
He does. I actually see him sleeping in the front row at the end of the midnight. Do you ever have to wake Clue up?
No. No, but there are people who say that they've seen ghosts.
Clue is still alive. He's like, I'm alive. I'm not a fucking ghost. Jesus Christ.
I see that guy from the Virginia.
Was he in the Virginia?
Yeah.
He was the Virginia. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No. So that must put Clue in the front. He's like a front runner for guy who's seen the most movies ever.
In the front row. He has his seat in the front. You guys should have that gold plated. You should have a
Clue. He has a plaque.
He does. On his chair?
Yes. We did. Some of the people who came, they donated, they made and donated a plaque that we have on his chair.
I thought you said plot at first.
No. He's going to be buried right underneath the seat.
Wow. You're going to have him bronzed in that seat.
He would probably be pretty happy if we
bury him there.
Right there.
I love Clue Gulager, man. Return of the Living Dead, he was so great. He owned the chemical supply company. The UNITA Medical Supply.
UNITA.
I know my shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, for the rest of the half hour, we're going to watch Return of the Living Dead. Call in 1-800-893-9562. This is getting embarrassing. Somebody calling New Beverly Julia's in the house.
Yeah, nobody's excited about that.
Oh, come on. You've got a lot of Twitter followers.
You do.
Well, that's the mark of success.
Yeah, but you got a documentary coming out. You know Joe Dante, Gremlins 1 and 2, the new batch.
I will say Joe Dante is legitimately one of the nicest people
really
I
is.
Know.
He directed one of my all-time favorite movies.
The Burbs.
No, I was going to say The Burbs. And it's
what The Burbs
awesome.
For 100, I just won.
What's that mean?
I just won this show.
What?
I don't know.
Make any sense.
Can you guys play The Burbs and Joe versus the Volcano as a double feature on my birthday?
Oh.
No, not that. Not together. Not together. You didn't play them together.
Oh, okay.
I want to see The Burbs and Joe versus the Volcano, and then you got a packed house.
Apparently, there's a Joe versus the Volcano musical. Have you even heard about this?
Are you shitting me?
I'm not even joking about. No.
That's a good idea.
It was in part of my unemployment, random internet. Just searching movies, looking up random things, and all of a sudden I
came across. Are you going to have to sell your Tron shoes soon?
Dude, those things go on eBay for like...
I'm just saying, Robert.
$2.3
million. Robert, buy his shoes. I was just going to say that you make a mint at Universal.
I'll shine your shoes for like $1.25.
Joe vs. the Volcano, what would those songs be like?
Apparently, the soundtrack is not available, but from what I read online, it just seemed like it was a huge success. It was somewhere in New York in some small theater, and I was like, this is amazing.
We got to bring it out here.
I cannot believe this hasn't gotten
That's
any more
Tom's
play.
That's what Tom's doing in New York.
I'm going to...
He hates it. Don't
Tom
even
Hanks
mention.
Is in New York doing a play. He's awesome. But Julia, you can be Meg Ryan.
Okay.
I'll be Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And we'll do the play. I can't sing.
I can't sing very well either.
I don't know if Tom can sing, but it doesn't matter. I think that's part of the beauty and charm of a play if you can't sing. A musical, rather. The hell am I talking about?
You can follow that up with You Got Mail, the musical.
There you go.
Same roles.
Yes.
I actually like that film.
Sleepless in Seattle, the musical.
Yeah.
They did do Evil Dead, the musical, and Reanimator, which was amazing.
Reanimator, the musical, was actually pretty good.
So we have a caller. I'm not seeing anything until we watch Turner and Hooch, the musical in West Hollywood.
It's a lot of
we have a caller.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Caller, let's hear for our caller. Please tell us your name.
What's up? Hey, what's up, Robert? It's Polo. Just want to give a shout-out.
I'm sorry, what?
I work with Robert.
Oh, you do? Oh, is this Spike Lee?
Yeah. It's Spike Lee. Is this Paulo?
Yeah, it's Paulo. Hey. Yeah, what's up?
Hey,
yeah.
Paulo.
Paulo, you're here with New Beverly Julia and Robert and Peter and Stephanie and David.
Yeah, I was just going to shout out because I knew you guys were talking about New Beverly Julia. I love that place. I mean, Scott Pilgrim there.
What's your favorite movie that you've seen there?
Scott Pilgrim, they have.
We're
going to
bring that back. Yeah. That's going to be a monthly midnight from now on. It'll be back up next month.
Woo!
All right, yeah, because I went there last time. It was fun. Everyone was dressed up. It was just intense.
Yeah, and actually, several of the actors from the movie have made their own short films, and we're going to be showing those before the Scott Pilgrim screenings coming up.
Oh,
all right,
there you go.
Nice.
It's
awesome.
So it'll
Start
be
lighting
actually
up
packed.
Can we get the cast of Joe vs. the Volcano? To come and do the film, if
Stop
you show
making it,
it
happen.
Scott Pilgrim.
I'm going to get this out there. I'm going to actually start a flyer campaign and go door to door flyers and get this thing going. Robert, talk to your friend, man.
I talk to him every day. But
unfortunately,
what do you do at Universal?
What don't we do at Universal?
Oh, we is the we all are in this
we are
together.
A team.
Please tell me you work the games.
Peter and I were fired from Universal, but we talked about that last week.
Are
you in danger? Are you in danger, Bing? Because you got to be. Everybody is.
Are
there.
You rigging?
Well, I'm
rigging
never
the
there,
game.
So I'm
no,
not.
You're on your way out.
He's on his way out. No, yeah. He's a good employee. Paulo's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
I hope nobody
are
else.
Are you the boss?
I am one of the bosses.
So
Paul
is pretty much calling to suck up to the boss. Then,
right, yeah.
Exactly. I am a ground opener.
So.
Classy.
Although he did screw me on my lunch today. So that's...
What? What happened, Robert?
Yeah. Well, we do this thing where we kind of give a couple extra minutes on people's lunches. Like if the lunch is going to go out at 30, we'll get, and it's 26, we'll go ahead and take a 30.
Wow. You get them 4 minutes.
But you get that extra 4 minutes.
Holy
he literally
shit.
Went, can you take a 26?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm really confused right now. I got my calculator out. I don't know what's happening.
I thought you were his
Paul
boss.
Is actually
just bureaucracy.
He goes you go to school for film, don't you?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why am I answering? Yes, you do, Paulo. Say yes. So I don't sound stupid.
I took two cinema classes in college. But
that's what it was. We don't actually, Paulo doesn't actually work
it's
for me.
It's the same
no
thing, man. It's the same thing.
You don't even know
about that.
I saw a movie once.
Yes.
I see. Did you run around the block when you saw movie?
Definitely. I ran around the block. Yeah, I almost got like hit by a car.
You have been listening to the whole show. It wasn't like an afterthought. Shit, I got to call Robert on the show. He gave me $10.
Yeah. People are listening.
I still think that might be.
Of course they are. I work, actually.
Not of course.
Peter will give everybody $10 if you call in right now. 1-800-893-9562. Good luck getting that.
I'm loaded.
Thank you, Paulo.
Paulo, you're awesome.
Thank you so much, man. See you
work. Paulo, have fun at work. Yeah.
So is
Mindy did not like Paulo one bit. Mindy's in her head going, fuck this guy.
Paulo,
fuck him, film student.
He was hanging up. I didn't want you guys to hear the click on air.
Are you eating a Domino's pizza? What did that get here? Jeez, no. What is that, peanut butter on it?
I'm done munching.
All right.
So I like how we got the guy in the Captain EO shirt. We got the Universal Studios over there.
Everybody has a movie shirt.
Is that like a rivalry thing? Because
we do. Me and Peter fight on the corner.
They slap each other like two old women fighting over salami at the deli.
I have to ask Peter about your Captain EO shirt. How do you feel about Hooter in Captain EO?
It's the greatest character ever invented. Are you kidding me right now that you're going to bring Hooter into this conversation right now?
Hooter's awful.
He's the worst. There's the
greatest
scene.
Jim Henson character ever invented.
There's the scene where you're sitting through all of this bullshit. And you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, we have another caller. My gosh, Peter, you owe this caller $10. Hello, caller.
You take a check.
Hey, guys.
Who's this?
Please tell me this is oral stimulation.
Oh, my God. It's Melissa. Melissa, tell us. You're from Oral Stimulation. It's a Wednesday night show, correct?
Uh-huh.
I'm a huge fan. I'm wearing your Oral Stimulation t-shirt.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and the glow-in-the-dark Oral Stimulation condoms. I'm wearing that, too.
I asked them several times to take it off.
Merchandising, Melissa. Merchandising. Next big thing.
Melissa, how'd your date go Wednesday night? You met a guy, and I want to know, was there oral stimulation? Right.
You guys, there was.
Yeah. And it was at the New Beverly, Row 5, and Clue took pictures.
Was it an online date?
I thought it was funny.
Was it an online date?
No. I met him through friends, actually.
Okay.
No, she has
you like
a social
guy.
Life.
Risky.
Yeah.
All right. And you don't want to go into detail or what? You want to wait till the show? Wednesday night. Because we all want to know now.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
If you tuned in Wednesday night.
Peter did.
You probably would have.
Peter called me up this week, Melissa, and he goes, hey, you think we should listen to the show and call in Wednesday night to the oral stimulation? Peter was excited.
I was counting down the days to Wednesday.
I don't hear from Peter Sunday to Friday.
No. Okay. And then I'm like, oral stimulation night.
He literally goes, we got to listen to the show, and I want to find out what happened to Melissa. Yeah. He was so excited.
Melissa, do you have any questions for us?
It for your show.
Bless your heart.
I got a quick question for Melissa. So Melissa, we're saying oral stimulation, that's very clever for like a broadcast we're listening to, but is this euphemistic you're talking about on the date, or was there actual?
We had a newbie here.
Real actual.
Fresh David, thanks
meat.
For listening to the show last
fresh
week.
Meat.
Big fan, David. We're glad we have him
David
up here.
David obviously is not a Facebook fan.
I'm sorry about that.
No, she hosts the show.
Yeah, which is awesome. What I'm wondering is on the date.
About
oral stimulation was like, was yeah, it was an actual.
Did
what
it
we talking
go
about?
Down, Melissa?
Yeah.
He went down.
Okay.
The whole thing went down.
I want to know what I'm listening for next week. I got to call. I got to listen.
Got to play fair.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, and remember that one week, Melissa, when we were pulling up those pictures of the anal intruder cock ring?
Mom, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you totally threw me off on that, Mindy. Bring it up for these guys.
Okay, I'm going to have to show them the anal intruder.
Do we have
I don't know if I want to see the anal intruder.
I don't know if I want to see it either.
Oh, man.
And it'll change your life. Or the red pill.
Do you think people could order that on adamandeve.com?
Plug.
Yeah, we probably could. I'll bet if they use promo code Skid Row, they'll get a good deal on it.
That's adamandeve.com.
$10 coupon.
Oh, 10%.
Online coupon.
Hey,
Peter
Skid Row.
Peter will give you $10 for anything ordered.
$10.
Yes.
So you're saying if I bought 10 anal intruder cock rings, I'm essentially getting one for free.
Yes.
Wow.
And I hear that they'll even give you 20% off your most expensive item. So if like...
Oh, what?
Yeah, spoiled you didn't know it. That, Melissa?
No.
Yeah. That's the new thing. But the anal intruder is a cock ring that not only rings your cock, but...
I'm getting a call now. Oh, it's the wrong number, but keep that up. 1-800...
But
expandable sphincter
it
ring.
Has a nice little ball that fits perfectly into the anal area once it's on, and there's a nail to go in the tip as if that's not torture.
So, Julia, what's playing next week at the old New Bev, huh?
Whose anal area? Into the wearer's anal area or the partner's anal area?
The wearer is getting three different points of pain with the anal intruder.
See, nobody talks about the like, you know,
this isn't that show.
8mm film.
We're talking about films.
So, Looper and Brick is coming up.
Looper and Brick.
Ryan Johnson will be there. It is sold out for tomorrow night, but there's still tickets for Monday night.
Melissa, will you go to the New Beverly? And do you ever go there, Melissa, to the New Bev in on 71655 Beverly Boulevard, one block east of La Brea? Have you been there?
Yeah, in L.A.
In L.A.?
I have not. It sounds pretty good.
What about the one in Milwaukee? Have you been to that one?
No,
New Beverly,
not.
Milwaukee?
I haven't been to the Midwest in a while.
All right. Wow.
Well, you should come. It's amazing.
It is pretty great.
All right. Well, if you say it's amazing, I mean, I can't pass that up.
Do you
take
watch
a
movies?
Date there, Melissa.
Yeah, take a date, but don't do that shit in the theater.
No,
yeah,
watch
I gotta clean that up, man.
Yeah.
Double date with
it
Alex.
It used to be a porn theater.
It's true. Before
for decades.
From 1970 to 1978, we were actually just the Beverly Cinema, which was a porno house.
Wow.
And then when we changed it cleverly to the New Beverly Cinema.
Speaking of cleanup, what was that like? Switching that thing over. We got Care Bear starting tomorrow, guys. Yeah. And last night we had anal and truner cock ring, the double feature.
It's nothing. The floors haven't seen there is all I'm saying.
The floor maybe. But we have new seats. Everything's clean. Ish.
Whoa.
They get all they think, yeah. All
not
the
a
semen.
Healthy endorsement there.
What is the worst thing you have found? Because we find, like, at Universe,
sock.
We find, oh, really? That's it?
What was in the sock? That's what I want to know.
It was just like a dirty sock.
Diamonds.
Wow. Why? What did you find?
Oh, I work at a theme park.
He finds everything.
I find.
What does that mean?
I've literally found homeless people in an attraction.
Oh, we find them here in the studio when we come in.
we find everything.
Wait a minute. Please elaborate.
You should say thank you to Melissa for calling.
Thank you for calling, Melissa.
Melissa, thank you so much.
Melissa, thank you for calling. We'll see you at the New Bev. Milwaukee.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen next week. I want to learn more about her.
The table just tipped over when he said that.
Did I do something wrong?
Peter's sneakers have lit up. The Tron sneakers are like blinking. They're shining. I didn't know. You know, those shoes are just...
Because I was talking about picking up a sock?
No, Julia,
yes,
when I worked at the theater, you know what I hated more than anything was when people would spittoon into a cup and not put a lid on, and you pick it up in a rush and you spill said... Platoon.
What?
Chew.
This happens
chew.
A lot?
Yeah, people chew and they spit into the cup. In upstate New York.
At the New Beverly
Binghamton.
Nobody chews tobacco in
yeah,
LA.
Yeah, well, this was in the 90s when some of us were young and innocent.
Was this an old mining town that you were in?
We lived in upstate New York and it should have been a mining town.
Was this San Francisco, you know, in the late 1800s?
So you don't have that out here in LA. You don't have spittoon anymore.
I don't know anybody.
It's really the worst thing. If I could just find a sock every show, I would have been happy.
It's like, I'd like mouth cancer, please. That's all that is, right?
Are we?
No, it's smokeless. Smoke.
By the way, tonight's show is brought to you by Marlboro. thanks, Julia. We just lost that. The show's been cut by 10 minutes now.
I think mouth, what do you call that? Fucking chewing tobacco is better because you get the block of chaw. You get to carry that around you. You get to take out your Bowie knife and like sliver off a portion
of
that.
No, it's all snuff.
And oh, fuck big, that. Lovely sores on your lower lip.
Yeah, obviously you've got to pay to look good, but I mean, I'm into it.
It's gross.
You don't choose? You don't choose, Stephanie?
No.
Yeah, gross. No.
Have you ever dated anybody that chewed stuff?
Yes, gross.
And did they ever like spit? Like it was just—it's gross.
Their bottom
right?
teeth are just brown, right?
The taste is just no.
Gnarly.
I'm told that I like the big league chew, and I like to just spit out
big league chews
big gulps of that.
I know a lot
but
of
there are certain there are certain things that boys don't understand about girls. One of the things is
they don't like to chew.
If you are having a big hunk of disgustingness in your mouth for most of the day. We probably don't want to kiss you.
Have you heard Wednesday night show on oral stimulation? There's plenty of that.
You got to keep your fingernails nice and tidy. These are things you got to think about.
Mindy.
What
do you want to say? I saw the red light go on.
Say yes. I tell my boyfriend that one reason like insta dumped is if he ever does chewing tobacco.
Wow.
That shit's so gross.
See? I knew what I was talking about.
Smells gross too. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing. Like, who thinks they look cool doing that? Me. I'd like to meet them.
I do.
I just
look, you look cool. Yeah, cowboys.
Yeah, but
cowboys.
You have like a big lump in the bottom of your lip. It's gross.
World War II veterans.
Spitting is not.
Baseball players.
Unless you're, unless you're a
Can
baseball player.
Can I also just say about spitting here? I go to the, gym in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I swim mainly.
I don't.
And there is a large number of Korean old ladies who come to swim. No, I'll get this, but they come into the to swim. If you're hot for Korean old ladies, this is the place you want to go.
So what's the address? What's the address again?
Naked Korean ladies. But they all spit. Boing. They all spit on the side of the pool.
Peter's shoes are lighting up again.
What is that?
They really spit into a cup?
They'll get to the bottom of the pool and then they'll hawk a loogie off the side of the pool and just be on the ground.
If but there's any Koreans out there, please call in now and let us know why they love spit so much, because I have the same issue. I do not understand. They are a culture that loves to spit.
And it's true. You're right.
It's at a public pool.
You get your spit about 3 inches away from the pool and then the waves come up and it's just going to wash people's like mucus back into the pool.
Or people have to walk.
People pee in the pool. I'm not sure what I prefer.
But the pee, here's my thing. Pee just dissipates and you can't really tell.
Unless you don't want to swallow some of that in the kids section, which is where Robert swims.
Yep, that's me.
I think I would still rather swim in a pool with some children's peanut than a pool with a bunch of
children's peanuts. Yeah. Can we go back to that last topic?
Let's rewind.
Okay.
I'd like to revisit that subject.
All right, Michael Caine.
That's like the grossest pee, right?
They also sit in the shower, in a public shower, which to me is really gross. Is that gross to anybody else?
Sit?
It's like sitting in a public shower.
That's how me and Peter met.
That's how we were in a public shower.
Yeah. And we were just both sat.
We were both pooping into the drain.
Yeah,
you're like, you do that too?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the worst part of camping.
Seven conversations at this.
Yeah, flip flops. You don't sit.
Sitting. Great job, guys.
Totally.
Are we done?
Thank you, Mindy.
I thought you wanted the positive.
Thank you, Mindy.
We haven't had one in close to an hour.
You guys are doing a good job.
Mindy, where'd you get the popcorn? What is happening in there? Oh, you got like a buffet.
What is a mariachi band? The next 3 minutes.
Are you eating a burrito? Is that a? Is it? What's? Who, what?
I wish I had a burrito.
Wow.
Oh man.
Oh, I have a.
Julie, I have a request for you.
Okay.
Three Amigos and Fletch.
Oh, I have one too.
Okay.
Anybody
Princess
else?
Bride and Neverending Story.
Okay. Yeah, for Ladies' Night.
Okay.
1-800-893-9562. Tell Julia what you'd like to see at the New Beverly, and every year on her birthday, she'll choose it.
We love taking suggestions.
Do you really? No, you have a book in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
You really look at that book?
We really do.
Because I wrote you a couple of notes.
I think I did
Apparently
too.
Apparently, you haven't seen them.
Not everything is available on 35mm. Stuff that you wouldn't think, like Heather's, not available on 35mm.
Can I get Gung Ho with Michael Keaton? Is that still being preserved on 35mm? It's the only way to see it.
Yes. Okay. That sounded like I knew what I was talking about, right?
I want two adventures. Adventures of Rima Williams
and Adventures in Babysitting. What's that?
Oh, that'd be great.
I want both of those adventures in one night.
I remember Julia.
The adventure continues and it never continued.
Yeah, can you do all
so
movies
sad.
That end with come
so
up
sad.
Like see us next time right. in and it never ever
and
happens.
It never happens.
Like Julia, Buckaroo Banzai.
I love Buckaroo Banzai, mm-hmm. by the way.
Two
Julia, I remember when you had our lovely host who is in North Korea, Keith Coogan. Aww. Thank you. Is that who it is, Keith Coogan? We miss you, Keith. If you get radio over there in North Korea.
Be careful.
Yeah, we had a Keith Coogan double bill. We played
I know, I was
going to
mention that.
Oh,
yes.
With Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
But you were trying to get toy soldiers.
Yes,
but after seeing Keith in bikini briefs in that film, they burned all the prints.
He was very nice, and I was very excited. And he actually did his "The dishes are done, man."
Yeah,
I was very happy about.
Keith gets people yelling. The people yell at him all the. Mindy will interrupt the show and just yell at him.
Apparently, the guy who says science. And She Blinded Me with Science was an actual scientist.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the life was plagued with people yelling science at him in the streets.
That'd be great.
Really?
Which I think would be all right.
Yeah. Science. Go science.
You'd be all right with that.
Do you think Arnold, obviously he does, I'll be back. How many years did he have to listen to that? And how many people are still alive to tell that story?
He
uses that. I don't have time to get into the story, but.
Wait. What time is it, Mindy?
Close.
We're done.
Oh, shit. Seconds. Hey, everybody.
It's that time to...
Julia, watch for her documentary, Out of Print.
Outofprintfilm.com.
Okay, and real quick, Robert's got a short film. Quickly, Robert,
yep,
title?
Burbank.
Yep.
And I'm also going to be working on One Wars.
Okay, Peter's got nothing.
I got me at the Candy Cats.
I love you.
Tomorrow night stripping.
And real quick, I want to say, please watch 1600 Penn. It's on NBC. I don't know if anybody's watching. It's a very funny show with Bill Pullman. I'm on next week. I have one line, but please watch it. It's a funny line. And David, anything? 12
crit,
seconds.
Critjuice.com, the podcast I do about playing Dungeons and Dragons while drunk with comedians.
I love it.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Thanks to everybody who listened tonight and called in. Stephanie, we knew that. Have a wonderful night.
Yay.
Yay.